Good afternoon, and welcome to Looking Up, your source for astronomical facts, history, and current events. I'm your host, Jeff Rudolph, from Wyoming Stargazing. We're in the middle of our 100 Days Until Totality blog series, so from now until August 21st, Looking Up will be all about the 2017 total solar eclipse. Tune in from 11:55 to noon every Sunday for scientific facts, cool historical stories, and general tips and advice about viewing the Great American Eclipse of 2017. Here on Earth, we're lucky enough that our moon is exactly the right size in our sky to block out the sun and produce solar eclipses. Our moon is quite large when compared to the Earth, being about one quarter the size. So how did the Earth get such a large moon? While the exact process is still up for debate, one of the leading theories is what is known as the giant impact hypothesis. The theory follows that during our solar system's early stages, a Mars-sized object that astronomers call Theia collided with the Earth. The violent collision destroyed Theia, and debris from Earth and Theia were ejected into space. About half of the rocky debris left over from this collision became a ring around the Earth. The rest had enough velocity to escape the Earth's gravity and become asteroids orbiting the Sun. Eventually, the ring was brought back together by the attractive force of gravity to become the Moon. Simulations suggest that the debris that formed the Moon combined together in less than 100 years. This definitely would have been quite a sight to see with your eyes. When the Moon originally formed, it was much closer to the Earth. Using complex simulations, astronomers have calculated that the Moon was actually about 15 times closer. This means that every solar eclipse the ancient Earth had was a total solar eclipse. The eclipse also would be seen from a much larger area on the Earth, as the shadow cast by the Moon would be much larger. The Moon has slowly moved away from the Earth over time because its orbit is actually losing energy. The Moon transfers its orbital energy to the Earth's tides by its gravitational pull. You can almost think of the tides as acting like friction on the Moon's orbit. On average, the Moon is moving away from the Earth at about 2 centimeters per year. In about 600 million years, the Moon will be too far to produce a solar eclipse ever again. While we are on the subject of the Moon, let's talk about the difference between a solar and lunar eclipse. People often get the two confused, and while they do occur from a similar process, they are completely different. Lunar eclipses occur when the Earth is between the Sun and the Moon. The Earth blocks light from the Sun, casting a large shadow behind it and into the Moon's path. The full shadow and partial shadow are still known as the umbra and penumbra. If the Moon travels through the Earth's umbra, it will gradually darken and appear to go through its monthly phases in the span of only a few hours. The Moon can also just pass through the penumbra, where it will only produce a partial lunar eclipse. During a partial lunar eclipse, the Moon will only appear to get dimmer and will not appear to go through all of its monthly phases. If you have ever observed a lunar eclipse, you may have noticed during the event that the Moon turns red. This is often referred to as a blood moon. Blood moons are caused by sunlight traveling through the Earth's atmosphere before making it to the Moon. Our atmosphere is not very good at absorbing red-colored light, so it passes through while the other bluer colors are absorbed into the atmosphere. This is why our sky is blue during the day and why sunrises and sunsets appear to be red or orange. Unlike a solar eclipse, lunar eclipses also last for much longer and can be viewed from the entire dark side of the Earth due to the large size of the Earth's umbra. And that wraps up our segment for this week. Thanks for listening to Looking Up. I'm Jeff with Wyoming Stargazing, inviting you to tune in next Sunday at 11:55 to continue learning about the Great American Eclipse of 2017. If you want more details, check out our 100 Days Until Totality blog series at www.wyomingstargazing.org/blog.